This podcast is brought to you by WCRFM in Wolverhampton.
Now, Carlsberg Marston's Brewing Company, based in Wolverhampton, previously known as Marston's, previously known as Wolverhampton and Dudley Brewers, getting themselves into a bit of a sticky situation with this thing they've called Fresh Ale. The Campaign for Real Ale has reported them to the Trading Standards for potentially breaching consumer protection legislations. And this is because the campaign says that the product is going to use a cask hand pump. That is where you see, you know, in the pub, they pull this wonderful hand pump, makes this wonderful noise as they're pulling it towards you, to serve the beer. Now, that is a technique used with cask conditioned beer, or real ale as it's known. Carlsberg Marston's are proposing to use that way of delivering it for what is essentially a kegged beer, which would normally just be done by being pushed out by gas, where they just sort of turn the tap and the beer flows, you know, lagers, for example. Camera reckon that this is going to cause great confusion, and that in a sense it's kind of making the not real ale masquerade as real ale. I've been delving into my archives because I thought this isn't the first time that they've got themselves into problems. And indeed, back in 2010 it was, Marston's, as they still were, unveiled their fast cask concept, which they said would make it far easier for publicans to store and serve the beer. New technology would mean that yeast in the final fermentation process would remain in pellet form, surrounded by a permeable gel, so the beer itself stayed clear whilst the reaction with the yeast occurred and doesn't need to be stored flat for days in order to settle, because that's what normally happens. You know, the beer is made in the brewery, it has a little bit of extra sugar added just before it goes out to the pubs, and then this secondary fermentation takes place in the pub cellar, and then you get your beer poured out with some sort of natural bubbles in there rather than gas being added to it. Now, the idea of fast cask, as I say, I'm reading now from an article in the Morning Advertiser back in March 2010. They said that pubs with cellars too small or inappropriate for storing cask ale can now offer cask, because barrels can be moved or stored on their ends to save space, don't need time to settle. New style of yeast also means that finings, traditionally used to clear the yeast from the beer and made from fish products, will no longer be needed, so cask ale can now be suitable for vegetarians and vegans. They say in the article the technology behind fast cask has already been blind tested by Marston's over the past year, and consumers have reportedly noticed no difference in the taste and flavours of the beer. I don't know what happened to fast cask, because I know, remember one of the things they said it would be good for, you could actually have real ale on trains, for example, because it didn't matter if it got bounced about a bit. But at the time, I interviewed Chief Brewer Richard Westwood, and
more pubs now are having to have a much wider range of beers. So if you think of one of the very big managed ale chains, they all have 12, 13, 14 different beers on, very different cask beers on at any one time. Now, clearly, if you can imagine what's going on down in the cellar there, probably for every beer that they've got on, they've got at least another one, maybe two of those beers in the cellar waiting to be stillaged. Now, with conventional cask, each of those beers need at least 24 hours. So it becomes a problem the more beers they want to have on. With fast cask, they could have beers sitting in the corner up in the cellar. And once one cask runs out, they can just roll it in, put it on, and away you go. So that's one of the secondary benefits of fast cask, is that it allows people to stock far more beers and be able to put them on immediately. It also, in theory, should stop this phenomenon that we're seeing more and more nowadays, where you go into a pub and the pump clip's turned round because, quote, the beer's not ready yet. With fast cask, we shouldn't see that.
And presumably the taste is the same?
Yeah, I mean, we've done lots of trials internally. We've done a fair few trials externally as well. And certainly internally, when you try to apply some science to this, where you do blind tasting, certainly internally we're not picking up any difference. Neither are we externally. We've been in about 60 or 70 pubs since November of last year and had no negative feedback at all.
Sounds fascinating. Now, how, just coming back to the visitor centre, is it something that members of the public would just drop into? I mean, there is a shop, isn't there?
Yeah, no, the shop next door will be open to the public every day of the week, including Saturday. And they can come in, buy all of the Banks's beers, obviously, but also all of the beers from our other four breweries. So we've got Ringwood beers, we've got Jennings beers, we've got Marston's Pedigree. So they can come in, try the beers, buy the beers, but also buy Banks's merchandise. So fleeces, sweatshirts, polo shirts, cufflinks, ties, you name it, we've got it. So that'll be a drop-in facility throughout the day, 6 days a week. The visitor centre itself, where we're sat, will be held for internal and external meetings. And people will be able to book this as a mini conference centre. But also will act as the base, really, for people visiting the brewery. So people will be able to ring in, write in, email in, book a trip around the brewery, and this will be the meeting place for about 10 minutes or so, a little bit of an intro by the brewer who takes them round. Off round the brewery, take about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, I guess, depending on how many questions the guide gets. Come back and have a couple of beers.
Sounds great. Well, I wish you success. It's really nice and a good tour as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really is an attempt, in a way, to revitalise Banks's in many ways, but also to make the brewery accessible to the local community.
When you say revitalise Banks's, I mean, do you feel that it's, or is it felt within the company that perhaps the name has sort of been bobbing down a bit? Because, I mean, Wolverhampton and Dudley acquired Marston's Brewery. The company became known as Marston's rather than keeping Wolverhampton and Dudley. I guess Marston's is definitely the more nationally known name, and that's presumably why the company name changed.
I think David, it's inevitable when you have a strategy that we've had over the past 10 years, which is basically acquiring smaller breweries and keeping them open. It's inevitable that the existing brands or the older brands can suffer some kind of defocus. It's quite difficult because at the moment, if you take our breweries, we're on a permanent basis producing 18 different cask beers, and on a seasonal basis producing another 50. So, you know, when you've got that range of cask beers, it's inevitable in a way that some of the older brands get not sidelined, because that's not the right word, but there'll be an element of dilution, I think.
But also because if you're based here, you're very familiar with them as well, aren't you? And sometimes you kind of neglect your friends because you're acquiring new friends, if that makes sense.
But it's the same kind of trend that I was talking about early on, where people are now looking for a much wider choice. So, the days where, when I joined here, lots of our pubs only had Banks's Mild, never had Banks's Bitter, didn't have a lager. And then we saw Banks's Bitter coming in, then we saw lagers coming in. You know, you would, crikey, never say never, but I don't think you'd ever see a pub now with only one beer in there. So, and beers, you get across to the Clarendon, and the Clarendon will have six, maybe seven different cask beers on. And that's the way the brewing trends are going, and the consumer trends are going.
Well, I hope Banks's keeps strong. So, I mean, I do think the Mild is a lovely drink.
Oh, it's a fantastic beer. It's unique. It doesn't follow the classic patterns of a Mild. But it is absolutely unique.
Marston's chief brewer Richard Westwood there extolling our local Banks's Mild. And so, yes, the centre was officially opened on Wednesday by David Thompson, whose family has been behind the business for a very long time, and we had a man there at the moment of opening.
You take the new developments, Fast Cask and the winning of the Tetley contract. These are not simply matters of cash. These are matters of thinking things through and having direction from here in Wolverhampton. And I think being headquartered here in Wolverhampton is very valuable for the town, is very valuable for our customers all around, and I hope you will regard the work that we're doing as important and valuable to the community as a whole. That is the importance to the town of our involvement and our investment of thinking and intellectual power and of know-how and all the rest that goes with that, which is very important for the local economy. So, on that note, I think I'd like to just pull this cord and declare the visitor centre open. Very good.
So, a bit of history there for you. That was March 2010, speaking first of all to Richard Westwood, who at that time was the head brewer at Banks's Brewery, actually went on to become chief executive of Marston's for a little while. And then, of course, the rather grand-sounding gentleman, David Thompson, who was officially opening the visitor centre at the Banks's Brewery in Wolverhampton. Clearly, the fresh ale debate is going to continue. It'll be interesting to see how the Campaign for Real Ale do with their submission to the trading standards. I did contact Marston's asking if there was anywhere where we could actually go and taste the stuff, and got no reply myself.
For more information about WCR podcasts, go to wcrfm.com/podcasts.